Chapter 17. When Bull opens the door to his quarters, he blinks in surprise, and is very, very glad he didn't follow through on the hints one of his scouts was throwing at him and brought her back with him. That would be very awkward. Llewellyn is curled up at a corner of his bed, boots neatly tucked off to the side, thin hands curled up under her chin, like a small animal. Kind of makes him think of that rabbit Dalish had before Skinner got to it. Poor thing. Bull sighs, scratches at one of his horns, and can't help but be a little amused. He's pretty sure this isn't the only one this happens to. Bull vaguely remembers Krem's yelp of surprise from the other room, and thump when he woke up to the boss tucked up against his back a week or so ago. And if he thinks about it, he's definitely sure he's heard most of the others, even Solas and Josephine, mention it once or twice. It's a thing the boss does. Bull sighs and moves to gently pick her up. She weighs so little, and he can feel her sharp bones. She's normally a really light sleeper, but he guesses it's different when she's here. Not a good habit to get into. You can get ambushed at even the safest places. Not that he's going to try and tell her that. Kid deserves to get some peaceful rest, yeah. And she only mumbles a little bit when he moves her under the covers towards the head of the bed. Plenty of room for her and him both. She just tucks up real small, and Bull is a pretty still sleeper anyway. He thinks he remembers Blackwall carrying her up to the barn loft a month or two ago, wrapped up in a clean horse blanket. "It's too quiet," the spymaster had said on one of the rare occasions she joined them for Wicked Grace. "I had a friend who did that once. She'd just pick one of us and lie down. She said that she was used to tower bunks, being surrounded with other sleepers. It was warm for her. Safe," she said. The silence and space was unnerving. It is probably the same with the Dalish. "Is this friend of yours the hero of Ferelden?" the commander had said, wry twist to his lips, as Leliana smiled. Now that Bull really thinks on it, he thinks he remembers Dalish doing something like this when she first signed up. But she mostly kept to shoving her bedroll as close as she could to another person's without being weird about it, and staying awake as long as possible so everyone else could fall asleep first. "It's an elven thing. You wouldn't get it," she had said. She says that about a lot of things. Like her bow. "Night, boss," Bull says, resting his hand over her head. She mumbles and curls up, rolling onto her face. Bull muffles a laugh as he lies down next to her. Elves.
"I'm glad you're here," Llewellyn says, as Dalish pushes down on her back. "If you weren't here, there would be no one to do partner stretches with, because Shems are strange and stretch weird."
"You have no idea how hard it was for me before Skinner joined us," Dalish says. "A little bit more, yes?"
"Just a little," Llewellyn says, trying to stretch her fingers forward. She winces a little at the pull on her thighs. "Okay, okay, hold. You're the best, Dalish."
"I know," Dalish laughs, slowly letting her ease up and move to sit behind her, pressing her back to Llewellyn's. They link arms and Llewellyn slowly leans back as she curls forward. Nothing beats a morning stretch, right?
"I am completely certain that if they would stretch in the mornings like this, they would be less unhappy," Llewellyn says.
"I'm surprised you couldn't get that other one, Solas, to do this with you," Dalish says.
"He seems limber." Llewellyn snorts out a laugh. "Harren spends most of his time staying awake or sleeping. He likes doing his stretches by himself. He's too sleepy to be coherent in the mornings, he says."
"He just wants to look smart in front of you, then," Dalish laughs. "It would be nice if we could get one more person to join us. That way Skinner doesn't get left out."
"She seems happy enough to let me borrow you."
"Skinner doesn't like waking up early." They both click their tongues.
"It's all the drinks," Llewellyn muses,
and Dalish slowly starts to push up, feeling Llewellyn's back against hers, as Llewellyn takes her turn to curl.
Drinking makes you want to sleep forever.
It does, Dalish agrees. But stretches feel so good, especially when you get that pop just right.
Llewellyn lets out a small hum of agreement.
Haren, may I ask you some things, if you aren't busy?
Solas looks up from his sketches, laying down his pencil and shuffling the pages together. I have time, Dalen. What questions may I attempt to answer for you today?
It's just... When we were at the Exalted Plains, she says, tangling her fingers in her tunic, idly playing with the metal clasps and ornaments. There were temples for everyone. Andruil and Silas. And we even found evidence of one for Durathamon.
Yes, it is amazing how well preserved they were, considering the history of the place, Solas says, slowly folding his fingers together.
And there was even something for Galanain,
Llewellyn continues, pressing her lips together and brow drawing downwards in concentration.
And why not? She was one of the gods as well, was she not? Solas replies.
Well, yes, but she was one of the people first. Then she became a goddess later, Llewellyn says. She isn't always included. Not that I'm saying she shouldn't be, just that not always.
Solas waits.
So I was... In your dreaming, Haren, have you ever found a temple for Fenharel?
The words rush out of her like a stream as she looks up at him with large eyes.
Because if everyone has one, shouldn't he also have one? We see statues of him all over the place, but shouldn't he also have a temple for himself? He's kin to the gods, they say, so it makes sense that he would have one. And I know that he's supposed to be the traitor, but we still fear him, and we still talk about him, and he has his good points, and he wasn't always a betrayer. So he must have had a temple at one point.
She pauses, frowning.
Don't look at me like that. You look at me like the keeper used to when I asked too many questions.
It is an unexpected question to hear, Solas says, attempting to smother a smile. It is not often that one is asked if they know of a temple for the Dread Wolf. You, as always, continue to surprise me, Inquisitor.
Well, maybe at this point you should stop being surprised by being surprised.
I will attempt it. As to your other question, yes, I have seen glimpses of a temple for Fenharel.
Solas says, idly running a finger over the jawbone on his chest. Though I hope you will not ask me where it is, as it would be unwise to travel there.
Llewellyn hums, contemplative. But it did exist, right?
Yes.
Well, as long as I know that there was one, I think I'll be all right, Llewellyn says, smiling. It was bothering me. Thank you, Haren.